storm alert from 11 p.m. until 4 a.m. Some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms that could bring some gusty winds to the area. Our temperatures will be dropping down through the 60s and about 55 to 62 degrees by early Thursday. By morning, we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies and clearing. Should be a nice day, just shy of 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville 65, Herndon 67, Foggy Bottom 68, and some parts of our area could be down to the 50s overnight. It's 9:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, history on Capitol Hill as the Senate dismisses impeachment charges against the Secretary of Homeland Security. The latest from CBS News on the way.
We look at why this morning's commute was one of the worst of the year.
This was terrible.
I'm Nick Einelli.
Virginia lawmakers practically starting from scratch on the state's budget.
Targeting gun crimes in D.C., what a two-year crackdown shows. I'm Kate Ryan.
Congress reexamines a critical delay on January 6th involving the D.C. National Guard. I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On Capitol Hill today, senators heard whistleblower allegations of safety failures and quality control problems inside aircraft manufacturer Boeing. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
737 MAX whistleblower Ed Pearson told senators he's given documents relating to the door panel that blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight in January to the FBI. Documents potentially the ones the NTSB says Boeing previously indicated did not exist.
And it has been available for months.
We spoke with the National Transportation Safety Board. While its investigators have not reviewed Ed Pearson's documents, they tell us they do not believe they're the same as the ones they had been seeking. Boeing says it is fully cooperating with all of the ongoing investigations.
In the U.S. Senate,
the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and the article falls.
Senators then voted to dismiss the second article of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, so no trial as House Republicans wanted. They've criticized his handling of the migrant border crisis, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The idea that the Senate and under Chuck Schumer's leadership voted on party lines to not even allow the American people to evaluate the evidence is shameful.
Hawaii's attorney general has released findings from an independent investigation into the deadly wildfires that erupted on Maui last year, with texts and call recordings appearing to show a delayed response from Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Last August, we confronted the mayor, who had admitted not calling Hawaii's defense director, Kenneth Hara, the entire day.
You are the highest ranking official here on the island. If the buck stops with your office, how is that possible?
Yeah, I can't speak to what or whose responsibility it was to communicate directly.
But you're the boss of this island, so yes, you can speak to it.
No, I'm saying I can't say who was responsible for communicating with General Hara.
During a stop in Pittsburgh, President Biden tells steelworkers that his administration is looking to triple tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports.
The bottom line is I want fair competition with China, not conflict. And we're in a stronger position to win the economic competition of the 21st century against China or anyone else because we're investing in America and American workers again.
Boston Consulting Group trade analyst Nicholas Lang says this may be more playing to the crowd than a major move.
I would say the political impact it might be bigger than the economic impact because, economically speaking, Chinese steel represents less than 1% of U.S. total steel demand.
Southern California workers at Disneyland who bring the characters to life file a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to form a labor union. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
10:03 here on WTOP. It's Wednesday evening, April 17th, 2024. Gaithersburg at 64 degrees and falling to the 50s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis from the top local stories we're following this hour. A lot of people may still be reeling from the morning commute in Maryland and Virginia. We can blame all that on a road project near the American Legion Bridge that went too late into the early rush hour. Some drivers say a commute that only usually takes 40 minutes was 2 hours or more. to get to work or their final destination. WTOP's Nick Iannelli looks at what happened.
Construction crews have been working during the overnight hours on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area. They're supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but this time...
It took longer than expected.
Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation says workers ran into some issues lifting up steel girders and locking them into place.
They had to take that extra time to make sure it was safe before they could reopen traffic.
It really messed up the Beltway. And then there was a disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was just a perfect storm.
This is one of the worst traffic mornings that we have had this year. I mean, I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
VDOT says that bridge girder work and lane closures on the Beltway are canceled for tonight. They will provide an update tomorrow if there will be scheduled work for Thursday night. This was the day that Virginia lawmakers and the governor were set to tackle the state's budget for the next couple of years. Now both sides have decided to start from scratch as the General Assembly got back to work today. The current budget plan may be used as a blueprint, but a new one will be worked out in the coming weeks. The Washington Post's Greg Schneider covers Virginia politics from Richmond. He joined us earlier with more.
They had been very far apart, the governor and lawmakers, up until now. But suddenly over the past couple of days, the governor and some key lawmakers, including Senator Louise Lucas, sat down and started talking. And they decided that nobody would benefit if the state failed to have a budget, which could lead to a shutdown of the government and could cause trouble with the state's credit rating and drive up costs for taxpayers. So they just sort of described this kind of situation where they realized they needed to sit down and get to work. So what they have now is basically an agreement to get an agreement, but at least it's something.
Governor Glenn Youngkin proposed more than 200 budget amendments, largely focused on taxes to the original budget. A new spending plan must be in place by the end of June, or there could be a state government shutdown. Are D.C. and federal officials getting results after a couple of years of working to prosecute gun-related crime? The latest findings tonight from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Project Safe Neighborhoods was launched in D.C. 2 years ago.
We've accepted 127 cases for federal prosecution under this effort.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves on what the data shows.
Targets of these cases have an average of 6 prior felony arrests. More than half of them were previously arrested for robbery. Roughly 20% of them were previously arrested for homicide.
And he said more than half are suspects in past shootings. Now, according to Graves' office, more than 50 of the defendants have been sentenced after being tried or pleading guilty. Graves gave the update as the district reports overall violent crime is down 22%. Compared to the same time last year. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It has been more than 3 years since the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Now Congress is taking a fresh look at why D.C. National Guard members were delayed for hours. WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
The chairman of a House panel, Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk, says it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to deploy after people broke into the Capitol.
The New Jersey State Police from nearly 150 miles away responded to the Capitol before the D.C. National Guard.
Michael Brooks, who was the senior enlisted leader of the D.C. Guard at the time, says it was frustrating knowing he and others were just down the road as the rioting unfolded.
We were there. And we were ready.
Today's testimony backs up accounts that senior officials at the Pentagon were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. The January 6th committee concluded that former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or others during the violence. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Still to come here on WTOP after traffic and weather, why you might have a little trouble getting through to L.L. Bean on the phone. Stay with us here. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds or so.
Hey there, DC. George Wallace here, and you don't want to miss out on the April 20th Washington Spirit vs. Gotham FC match at 1 p.m. at Audi Field. Trust me, this is an experience you won't want to miss. We'll get to see World Cup stars like the Spirit's Trinity Rodman and Andy Sullivan battle it out against Gotham's Kelly O'Hara and Rose Lavelle. I already have my tickets, so don't forget to secure yours today at WashingtonSpirit.com/tickets and join me in cheering on DC's professional women's soccer team.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP. We're going to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
Starting in Maryland, pretty quick run because there's really not a lot going on in Maryland. 50 is good out to the Bay Bridge, and traffic on 95 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each running well between the beltways, and all's quiet up and down 270. Traffic continues to run well between the Beltway and Frederick. in the district on 295, 395, and 695. Everything is running freely. Virginia is where the road work is tonight. Southbound 395, getting by to the right, I believe, as you head down toward King Street, headed southbound from Glebe Road. Traffic does slow a bit into that work zone. It is the left lane that is getting by. And traffic on the inner loop of the Beltway getting by squeezing to the right from the Springfield Interchange to a point just after that point, before you get to the Robinson Freight Terminal. They're working on the outer loop on the left side of Van Dorn without delay, but 95 northbound slows through Fredericksburg at Route 3, exit 130, single left lane gets by road work. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai, with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
A strong cold front now in Ohio will be moving into the area tonight. So you'll probably hear some of the weather, some of the wind coming up and some brief heavy rain. There is a chance for some gusty winds from the strongest of storms. Your storm alert for this evening, 11 p.m. until 4 a.m. Temperatures by early Thursday morning will be starting out about 55 to 62 degrees. Expect a dry one for Thursday. Just under 80 degrees. Again, partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Reston 66, Bethesda 65, National Mall at 67 degrees. Some parts of our area could be down to the 50s late tonight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
L.L. Bean is cutting back customer service call center hours. That'll result in layoffs. United Airlines has now slashed Boeing aircraft deliveries this year and will add Airbus A321 Neo jets to its fleet. The Washington Post says Amazon's HQ2 in Arlington cut hundreds of jobs last year instead of adding them, as it has pledged. The Dow finished Wednesday session down 46 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets are mixed. South Korea's KOSPI, for example, is up 1.5%. Tokyo stocks are down a bit. The Shanghai Composite down a fraction. You briefly heard Jeff Claybaugh just mention this in the Money Report. Amazon has been building its HQ2 in our area with the promise of lots of jobs and a prestigious business partner around here, but they are losing jobs currently instead of bringing them in. We're going to go in-depth on what's been happening in that part of Arlington next on WTOP. It's 10:11.
When shopping for appliances, you want to pay less, and you probably think that means heading to a big box store. But for the best appliance deals, remember, Bray beats big. At Bray & Scarf, we start with instant savings that make us competitive every day. Then we break out of the box with exclusive package rebates on top of manufacturer rebates the big box stores simply don't have. We also offer next day delivery on hundreds of appliances with online delivery day tracking, and we install when we deliver. The big box stores make you wait for installation on another day. Don't fall for the big illusion that the big box stores save you more. The better appliance deals and service are at Bray & Scarf.
It's Spring Bray Friday, going on now at Bray & Scarf. Save up to 30% on select GE Profile and Cafe appliances, and save on in-stock GE Profile refrigerators and best-selling washers and dryers. Shop local, in-store, and online at BrayAndScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Coming up later this half hour on WTOP.
How investigators in Baltimore cracked a cold case that involved the killing of a D.C. police officer. I'm Mike Marillo.
And a college course starting up around here on Taylor Swift. All that later this half hour. More news in about 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
Now 10:14. You may remember how jazzed the Crystal City area was years ago about getting Amazon's HQ2. But what was supposed to be an economic engine and job creator for the moment seems to have turned into the opposite. Washington Post local reporter Teo Armas joined us earlier to explain why HQ2 is currently losing jobs instead of creating them.
Basically, when Amazon came to Arlington in 2018, it made a deal with Virginia officials that it was going to gradually ramp up its workforce there, gradually hire up to 25,000 or even more employees. And that contract basically came with a schedule by which they would follow that. Amazon was actually ahead of schedule through the end of 2022, but we just got data and also comments from Amazon confirming that in the year 2023, they actually didn't hire anyone at all, even though that contract said that they were supposed to hire 2,665 new employees at HQ2.
Now, we know that Amazon has been laying people off in various divisions. Is this just an extension of that?
Yes and no. The total workforce at HQ2 has gone down, and the company says that that is in part because of layoffs. We haven't really gotten a clear answer as to that question fully, but it seems like that's a mix of a hiring freeze or a hiring slowdown, those layoffs, and then also just general attrition and turnover, you know, people leaving jobs and then company just not filling those jobs because of its mandate right now.
We, of course, know about the general economic ebb and flow. Is most everyone observing this counting on turning it around in a year or two, or is it very much on a downward trajectory?
You know, that's a great question, and I think we have to wait and see. At this point, Amazon's chief executive, Andy Jassy, sent a letter to shareholders a little bit earlier this month, basically saying that the company had to do some cost cutting, and it's going to have to continue doing that cost cutting. But this contract with Virginia that it has lasts until 2038. So there's certainly plenty of time for Amazon to turn it around, but the company has not really made any indication soon that that's going to happen.
You mentioned there was a deal with the local government to create jobs. Would Amazon have to pay any kind of penalty? Is there a price for this, or is it simply just muddle through and see what they come up with in a few years?
Yeah, so one of the things that a lot of economic development experts I've talked to have said is that Virginia's deal with Amazon was actually structured very smartly compared to a lot of the other deals or incentives packages meant to try and attract HQ2, because the state government does not pay Amazon any money, any of those taxpayer subsidies, if and until Amazon creates those jobs and then also keeps those jobs. So basically, you know, if there's no jobs, there's no money. Amazon last year put in its sort of first application for that first round of subsidies from Virginia. And if it keeps those jobs, they'll end up getting, you know, I think it's something north of $150 million from the state. But if it sheds those jobs and doesn't preserve them, that payout that it gets from the state is going to ultimately go down when they get that check a couple of years from now.
Washington Post local reporter Teo Armas saying for the moment, Amazon's HQ2 is not creating jobs. Top stories here on WTOP. Virginia lawmakers will start on the state budget, start all over again after reaching a deal with Governor Glenn Youngkin today. We're learning more about what led to the horrendous commute early today. So many drivers in Maryland and Virginia on the Beltway at the Legion Bridge were stuck. Keep it here for full details. You get traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks here on WTOP. Every 10 minutes on your breaking news, traffic, and weather station. Going to check in now with Bob Immler. He's in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, for the most part, a pretty quiet night out there. We do have a few work zones, of course, and southbound 395 is one of those. Coming south from Glebe Road, it is quite slow in the main lanes getting to King Street. You get by single file to the left. On 95 northbound at Route 3 and Fredericksburg, exit 130, single left lane gets by road work. And on the inner loop of the Beltway after the Springfield interchange, the left side is blocked tonight, so you're getting by to the right. Outer loop at Van Dorn, two right lanes get by without delay. In the district, 295, 695, and 395 each running pretty well. Maryland side of the Beltway through Montgomery and Prince George's counties, all in great shape. 50 out to Bowie and Apples, and the Bay Bridge, all is quiet. 95 of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway are running freely, as does 270 between the Beltway and Interstate 70. America's electric co-ops are champions of reliability and advocate for energy policies that keep the lights on. More at electric.coop. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Now it is 7 News First Alert. Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
So far today, we've had a few scattered showers, even some rumbles of thunder north of D.C. And now late tonight, there could be more rain moving in and a thunderstorm or two that could produce some gusty winds, even some damaging winds with brief downpours. Because of it, I'm going with a storm alert 11 p.m. until 4 a.m. tomorrow. Temperatures today in the 70s will drop to the 60s by late evening and by early Thursday morning. Mid to upper 50s expected throughout the area. We're going to see some clearing skies too, so partly cloudy skies expected first thing tomorrow morning. And for your afternoon, we'll have a bit of sunshine coming our way, brighter skies around 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And in Reston tonight, we're at 66, Bethesda 65, National Mall 67. Some of us are going to drop maybe to the 50s, the middle 50s overnight in a few suburbs. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up for you on WTOP.
The increased interest in women's hoops means the Mystics are a hot ticket this year. I'm John Doman.
Stay with us. It's 1019.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
Starting to see some rainfall in far western Maryland. This is significant because it is in line with Veronica Johnson's forecast that in the next 3 to 4 hours, maybe less than that, we could be getting some rain right across the Beltway and D.C. But right now, limited to western Maryland. We'll keep you updated on WTOP.
Government agencies face pressure to modernize programs and optimize operations. With EY, you can unleash the power of progress and move from strategy to execution. We are at the forefront of shaping how the government responds to complex challenges, providing technology-enabled solutions to help you transform at the federal, state, and local levels. Together, we are building a stronger country for the people. Learn more at ey.com/govmod.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Michael Siegel, CEO of locally based Certified Title. FVC Bank appreciates the strong relationship we have with Certified Title.
Take it from me, folks. Michael Siegel here at Certified Title. FVC Bank is the bank to use. We value FVC Bank as a trusted financial partner, and you will too.
Visit fvcbank.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to WTOP News.
1022, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. The Department of Homeland Security has unveiled a new campaign aimed at preventing child exploitation and abuse online.
A new PSA shows how reports of suspected online exploitation have climbed dramatically in recent years.
Predators go where the kids are. In the past, playgrounds, parks. Now, the digital environment is the playground for these kids.
But in a report this week, the American Psychological Association said tech companies need to make fundamental changes to their platforms to better protect kids. On CBS Mornings, Meta's global head of safety responded to that criticism.
We're not trying to pass the buck to parents, but we all need to work together, whether that's DHS, whether it's us, whether it's parents, to help protect kids online.
Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says the number of tips that they've gotten regarding suspected abuse online is up more than 360% in the past decade. Back in 2017, an off-duty D.C. police officer was shot and killed as he was sitting in a car with his girlfriend in Baltimore. Now, more than 6 years later, WTOP's Mike Murillo reports Police have made an arrest in this case.
Back in November of that year, after going out shopping, D.C. Police Sergeant Tony Mason Jr. was sitting in his personal car with his girlfriend when another car drove up and someone opened fire, killing Mason and injuring the woman. Now police say they have the shooter, 24-year-old Deon Thompson. Baltimore police say a witness came forward last year claiming Thompson confessed to them and the facts added up. It's believed he shot the couple after he thought they were there to rob him or get payback for a robbery he committed. He, in fact, didn't know the two. Thompson's in jail in New Jersey on drug charges and will be brought to Baltimore to face first-degree murder charges, among others. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith on the arrest.
To the family and friends of Sergeant Mason and our whole MPD family, I hope this development brings some measure of closure to a life that was lost too soon.
Two other men are also believed to have been part of the shooting. One has since died. The other remains on the run. In Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Let's turn to the excitement over the WNBA after the draft involving top players, including Caitlin Clark this week. It also comes as millions more people have been watching women's college basketball. So what will it mean for Washington's WNBA team, the Mystics, when they take on Clark and the Indiana Fever? Here's WTOP's John Doman.
She wouldn't give hard numbers, but Washington Mystics Chief Business Officer Allison McCauley says,
"This will be one of the largest season ticket member bases we've had in quite some time for the Mystics."
Interest is up in some cases substantially. Tickets for June's game involving the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark are selling for hundreds of dollars a pop. And since the Mystics play their home games in the league's second smallest arena, will they need to find a bigger venue?
Not just that Fever game. I think we're seeing that demand for some of our other games this season. So, yeah, that's something that we're certainly taking a hard look at.
John Dome in WTOP News.
More local university students are getting the chance to learn Swiftonomics. That's the economic impact from superstar Taylor Swift. American University offering the economics course this fall, following the footsteps of schools such as Harvard and Stanford. Swiftonomics was proposed by two economic students at AU. It'll explore the anti-hero singer's business footprint, earnings from her near billion-dollar Eras tour, her impact on the Ticketmaster monopoly debate, and more. Oh, and Taylor's new album is coming out in a couple of days.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
10:25 now with Rob Woodfork.
The Nationals got their first shutout win of the season, 2-0 in Los Angeles, simultaneously handing the Dodgers their first shutout loss of the year. And it was a great way for Dave Martinez to get his 400th managerial win. So how'd you celebrate, Davey?
I got a beer shower. I'm a little cold. I stink. So, but I appreciate that. Look, this is...